friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Well, hello, hello. It's your girl. It's your sister. It's your friend, Danielle Young. I'm the pastor of New Beginnings Haven of Hope. I am your host of the radio talk show, A Dose of Hope, here on WWDBAM. And I have the pleasure of having in the studio next to me my handsome co-host. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Tyrone Young, and we thank everyone for tuning in this evening.
Wow, can you believe it? We are in the month of December already. This year has gone by so quickly, it seems.
Yes.
But you know what? I thank God for bringing me through to this last month in December, in 2023.
That's right.
I'm grateful.
Yeah.
The Christmas season is finally upon us. Yay,
All right.
We can see and hear evidence of it all around.
Yes,
with
can.
All the tinsel, trees, and treats.
Oh my.
Can easily distract us from what really matters, which we as believers know is the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. We certainly praise God for this season.
Absolutely.
It is a transition from the Thanksgiving holiday. Although we're still in the season of Thanksgiving, we know every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
But we have moved into what is known as Advent. We just celebrated the first Sunday in Advent this past Sunday. This is a time when believers prepare themselves spiritually for the birth of Jesus Christ. Christians all over have special ceremonies, readings, and scriptures, candle lighting. It's a season of prayer, fasting, reflection, and repentance. Mm-hmm. And this season begins 4 Sundays before Christmas and ends on December 24th, or as we know it, Christmas Eve.
And we are learning that the word Advent actually originates from a Latin word that means coming or arrival. And not only did Jesus come over 2,000 years ago to save us from our sins, but we know that he is coming back again.
Amen. So we want to be ready. Each Sunday in Advent has a specific themes. The themes are hope, peace, joy, and love. Can you guess which theme we're going to discuss today, husband?
Let me think about that. I'm going to say hope.
Yeah, you got it. Today we're going to talk for just a little while about the hope that comes to us through the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'm sure we could all use a little more hope this Christmas season.
That's right.
So I can't think of any better place to begin than in the Word of God.
And we're going to be coming from Isaiah 9, 2, and 7 tonight. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. And it reads, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee accordingly to the joy in harvest. And as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of this increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
We thank God so much for his words. We give snaps and claps for the word today. In our scripture text, the prophet Isaiah writes one of the most classic of all Old Testament prophecies about the coming birth of Christ. Here's the thing. The passage he writes comes out of a time of gloom and darkness. Truth is, every single miracle in the Bible first started as a problem. The world had felt the full weight of sin, and it had wreaked havoc on all of creation. What Isaiah offered in chapter 9 was something the Jewish people needed more than anything. Can you guess what that is?
I'm going to guess hope again.
That's the word.
Right.
Hope that one day someone would come to make things right and restore what had been broken. The birth of Jesus was the fulfillment of that hope.
Hallelujah.
And this fact offers us hope in our lives today. And so we're going to stop for a little while. Stay close, friends, as we play some of the sounds of the season, and we'll be right back. And that was What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder. Puts you in that holiday feel.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you feel all jolly and whatnot. And so back to the scripture, though, talking about the conditions of what was going on at that time in Israel. It talked about doom and gloom and darkness.
Yes.
Kind of sounds familiar to what we're experiencing today, wouldn't you say?
That's right. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of a lot of things going on around us in the world today, and it definitely puts a damper on just our spirits, just all the things going on around the world, things we've never seen, a global pandemic, wars, just senseless acts of hate and crime, just things that we never thought that we would see before, and it definitely can put a damper on it. But the one thing that we can always stand on is the hope that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us. And I just thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who came to save us. And we just have to put our hope and trust in him, because that's what we have to stand on. He's our rock. He's our salvation. And I just thank God for Jesus.
Amen. I love what you said. And I love this passage of scripture that you read. We read earlier Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. It is a reminder of the promise of God. And one thing that the Bible lets us know is that God is not a man. He cannot lie.
That's right.
And we can rely on his word. He puts his word above his name.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've come to learn in my life is that if God makes me a promise, I can expect him to keep it. We serve a faithful God.
Yes,
and
we
this
do.
Passage makes two major statements about the conditions of things during that time. The first was an acknowledgement of the broken condition. Mm-hmm. You know, they say that's half the battle, admitting.
That's right.
You know, yeah, this thing, something's wrong. This mm-hmm. is not right. But here's the, and it was darkness all around. But we thank God. Thank God that Jesus is the light of the world.
Yes,
and this was
Lord.
Due to sin and corruption. But here's the gift. Here's the good part. The
right.
second is the hope of the dawning light through the birth of a child who would one day make all things right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Jewish people in the Old Testament so desperately needed these words. They needed this encouragement. They needed this reminder that God had not forgotten about them. They were just about ready to turn back and throw in the towel. Anybody ever been there before?
Yes, yes,
y'all
Lord.
Can't see me,
yes.
but I'm putting both hands
both
up.
Hands up.
I
yes,
know
God.
About that. I've been there a time or two. But what I loved about it is that just in the nick of time, God comes through.
Yes, God.
He shows up on time, every time.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it is so important for us as believers to pray the word of God.
That's right.
Last week, we talked about the psalm writer in the 119th division of Psalm. That psalm writer talked about how he loved the law.
Yes.
He loved his words. You know, he talked about his precepts and his commandments. But at one point or another, he found himself in a difficult situation.
That's right.
And
mm-hmm.
he had to say, hold on, God.
Wait a minute.
He reminded God
yes.
about what he promised. He said, remember your word to your servant.
Yes.
I'm not being disrespectful. It's
no,
in
no,
the
no.
word. It's your word that causes me to hope.
Right.
And so we want to encourage you, my friends, on this evening. If you need healing for your body,
mm-hmm.
remember God is Jehovah Rapha,
yes.
The God who heals. If you need peace of mind, he's Jehovah Shalom,
oh,
the God of peace. If you need provision or a way made, he's Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides.
Thank you, God.
Everything we need, we know God's got it.
That's right.
And that's something to get excited about.
I'm excited.
We can stand on his word.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sure foundation. That's why he told Moses. Moses was afraid when God said, Moses, I want you to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses said, well, I can't talk. I got a stutter. I got a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
Who should I say? Told him. He was trying. He was reaching. He was grabbing. For
yes.
But God said, that's easy. Tell them that I am, that I am. In other words, whatever you need, that shall I be.
That's right. God's got it.
That's right. God doesn't do anything but win. And guess what? Because we are his children, we're on victory's side.
Yes. And winning is what we do.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for victory through Christ Jesus. Even when you may want to give up,
mm-hmm.
your greater purpose won't even allow you.
That's right.
Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to go somewhere and sit on. I got a rocking chair on my porch. I'm going to sit in my rocking chair and rock
mm-hmm.
it on out. But guess what? My purpose won't allow me.
That's
Why?
Right.
Because my calling is calling me. Come on, Danielle. Get
That's
up.
Right.
Go a little further and see what the end's going to be. And so I want to encourage you, my friends, as we enter into this season of hope, this season of joy, this season of love,
yeah.
this season of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, keep your head up.
Keep it up.
Keep looking up. Keep going. Keep trusting God. Keep on believing. And remember, so far, you have survived 100% of your worst days.
Thank God.
How do I know? Because we're still here.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would not be here. But because of the grace of God, we're still here. So no matter what you may be facing
mm-hmm.
in this season, I know it gets difficult,
yes.
especially this time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, the finances are not there. You want to do a little bit more, but you got more month at the end of your money. And so you may not be able to do all that you want to do, but it's not about that. We don't want to get caught up in material things. It's wonderful to give gifts. Why? Right. Because the scripture says, give and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So we want to give to others, and it's nice to receive, but we have to remind ourselves that love came down at Christmas, and no matter what we're going through, no matter what the challenge may be, no matter what the circumstance, I want to let you know this too shall pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
My friends, I want to tell you tonight, there's no expiration date on hope. It has a good shelf life.
Yes, it does.
You know, you can take it and run on it for a mighty long time.
Yes, yes. We keep hope alive.
All right, right.
All right, right.
A famous reverend once said those very words. Reverend Jesse Jackson back, what was it, in the 80s?
Wow,
he went on a campaign, keep
hope alive.
Right. Those are powerful words. Words have power.
Yes, they do.
That's the truth. And so the book of Matthew also reminds us of Isaiah's writings. The gospel writer was making the connection between what Isaiah had prophetically written and what had taken place in the manger in Bethlehem.
Yes.
This is history.
That's
this
right.
is not a fairy tale or story that was made up. This happened. Our Lord and Savior came down through 40 and two generations.
Yes,
he
God.
Was born in a manger to a virgin. Hallelujah. But he grew up. He grew up to be our Savior and our Lord, doing the work of his Father.
Thank
he didn't take
Jesus.
Any credit for himself.
That's right.
He said, I came to do what I only do what I see my Father doing.
Mm-hmm.
He gave all glory and honor to God.
Yes.
And that's what we're called to do. The scripture says in Matthew 5, let your light shine before men and women that they might see your good works. But they ain't going to glorify you.
That's
they ain't going to glorify Danielle or Tyrone. They're going to glorify our Father which is in heaven. He deserves it all.
Yeah.
And so, my friends, at this time, we're going to hear one more selection, a sound of the season, and then we're going to come right back.
Friends are dear, and we wish you
Another classic, yes. Give Love on Christmas Day by the Jacksons. Wonderful message there. No greater gift, they said, is there than love. And what the world needs now, we know, is more love.
Yes.
And John 3:16 captures that so beautifully. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son.
Thank you,
that
God.
Whosoever believes in him. And beloved, we all fall into that whosoever.
Yes.
I was a whosoever. You are a whosoever.
Yes.
All we got to do is believe in him. And guess what? There's a gift coming. We're not going to perish, but we're going to have eternal life with our Father. Love is a beautiful thing. It covers a multitude of sin. And so we thank God. We know that love is an action word.
Yes, it is.
The scripture didn't say God loved the world so much and smiled at them and what have he said. He gave. He started doing something about it. And so in this holiday season, we encourage you to give love at Christmas time.
That's right.
Smile to somebody. Mm-hmm. Encourage somebody. Pray for somebody.
Amen.
People need prayer like you would not imagine. We do not know what people are going through, but in this time, we want to give compassion. Many people are grieving losses, and so we just want to be what they call generous listeners. Be present. Practice the ministry of presence. Be there. And I'm not talking about presents like a gift. I'm talking about present. Be there. Be there for someone. Encourage someone during this holiday season. Well, that's all for now, my friends. We thank you for joining us. And our prayer for you is
the Lord
God bless you and keep you. The Lord God make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Until next time, be blessed.
Be safe.
Be well.
Angels.